All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and you guys know what time it is. You're ready for some degeneracy because it's Grimm's Hentai Corner, and I can say that because the last video I did, it got like 55 hits. I'm like, holy shit, that's the most I've gotten in a long time. So you guys really like the competition, and we appreciate it because before, Starless videos weren't getting that much attention, but now that I guess I've removed the age restriction, they are. Anyway, let's go on and continue with the hell that is Starless. Mitarai moans and plops over on the floor like a marionette with its strings cut. Look what you've done, Marisa. You were so hard on her that she passed out. Hey, it's not my fault she lacks stamina. I bet their semen is to blame, too, for being so nasty. Of all things, she tries to pin the blame on us. She points right at me and continues. You guys should take full responsibility for your actions and get her cleaned up. I'm too tired and taken aback to offer a rebuttal. Well, I'm tired, so I'll be going now. She walks right out of the room. Alright, guess I'll leave the cleanup to you, Savitari. I swallow any complaints I have and respond with a reluctant nod. Phew! I finish cleaning up the lesson room with Makoto and step outside. I left Mitarai in Sachi's hands. She was unconscious and throwing up the whole time. It was a mess. But well, who can blame her after that? The mistress' spiel about eventually finding it delicious has gotta be bull. That crap isn't made for human consumption. Or hey, maybe she's not human. Maybe she really is a succubus or something. Ugh. Just thinking back to it makes me sick. Even before that, there was the debacle in the bathroom. Just one of those days, I guess. Though I probably don't have much room to complain about, considering what Mitarai's been through. Fortunately, I get the rest of the afternoon off again, so I can use it to relax and take a break. I think I'll go outside and get some fresh air before going back to my room. Being trapped in a room smelling of piss and cum for so long has made me crave some open air. I head down the steps to the front door. Just as I reach the door, I hear footsteps approaching from the stairs at a fast pace. I turn around to see Sachi coming towards me. What's the matter? She forms an ingratiating pose before responding. Yeah, actually the mistress asked me to clean the bath today. She said she wanted it done by evening. So could you... do it in my place? Huh? She wants to shovel off even more work on me? Why do I have to do it? I'm gonna be busy with taking care of Mitarai and all that, so I can't do it. So, please? She says, winking at me. I don't think taking care of Mitarai would actually involve that much work. Cleaning the bath would be much more of a pain. How about I look after Mitarai and you clean the bath? Absolutely not. Women are very delicate creatures. I can't leave her to you. She insists rather emphatically. It's obvious just how badly she wants out of her work. Alright, fine. Guess I'll have to give up on fresh air. But just this once, got it? I knew I could count on you. It's all yours. She stops and adds one last thing. Oh, and don't cut any corners. You make that entire place spotless. I don't think that's the sort of attitude you should have towards the person you're asking a favor from. At any rate, I'm confident I'd do a more thorough job than she ever would. The cleaning... The cleaning supplies are in the closet in the changing room. Oh, and make sure you replace the hot water with fresh water. Yeah, I got it. Good luck! With that, she bounces back up the steps in a good mood. So much for getting some rest. Might as well get it over with. I drag my tired legs to the bathing room. I gather the tools from the closet in the changing room and head inside to the bath area. I have to drain the water first so I can replace it. I open the panel on the floor and turn the valve inside. The water flows into the open drain. It'll probably take a while to drain all this water. That's what happens when your bath is as big as a damn pool. I guess I'll clean the floors and stuff while I'm waiting. Don't want to waste time. I start wiping down the floor with a broom. Phew! It's only been about half an hour and I'm already out of breath. I'm just not used to this. I check on the bathtub and see that the water level has barely gone down. Not only that, but I'm only about a fourth of the way done with the floor. This isn't going to be finished in time for the evening at this rate. There goes my plan of finishing it up quickly so I can use the leftover time to get some rest. I wipe the sweat from my brow and sigh in frustration. The heat and humidity of the room has me sweating all over. I feel like crap. I think I'll keel over from dehydration before I even manage to finish. No one's around. I know. I go back into the changing room and strip out of my sweaty clothes. I come back into the bathing area stark naked. That's better. Now I don't have to worry about the sweat and I can just splash myself with water if I get hot. Killing two birds with one stone. Brilliant. Afterwards, I get right back to work scrubbing the floor. This is gonna take enough as it is. No time for breaks. I quickly realize what a tall job this is to take on by yourself. Especially in this hot water, I can see why Sachi wanted to push it onto me. No one would want to do this unless they were getting paid. Phew! This is going to take at least over 2 hours. Just thinking about it is a real blow to my motivation. But I can't back out now. I said I'd do it. Best thing I can do is pick up the pace and try to end this as quickly as possible. How long can it take you to fucking scrub a bathtub? It's not even that big a tub, dude. I used to do your fucking job, okay? I did. So, yeah, scrubbing that shit, you really gotta get in there, though, dude. Like, you gotta scrub your fucking ass off. There we go. I turn off the hot water valve and then wipe some sweat from my forehead. I'm done with cleaning for the most part. The marble walls and floor are more sparkly clean than ever before, and I clean up the inside of the bathtub too before filling it back up with fresh hot water. I think it would be hard to find a complaint with the job I did. Now to clean the windows and then I'll be done. It took a while, but the end is in sight. I start right away on the last remaining task. Just then, the door suddenly opens and someone steps into the bathroom. What the hell are you still doing dicking around here? I was in the middle of taking off my clothes when I thought I heard something, so I came to check it out. You're still not done cleaning? How long are you planning on taking? Right, exactly. I mean, I would have that shit pretty fucking spotless, folks. Y'all do not know how badass I am at fucking cleaning shit, and when I'm getting down to it. She yells as she comes barging her way up to me. Apparently, she came in without knowing it was being cleaned. It's a good thing she noticed while she was changing, at least. She's in her underwear, but it's better than coming in naked. Suddenly, I remember my own nudity and try covering myself with my hands. Hey, don't just come barging in here. Hold on. We gotta step back a little bit. Why is Sawatari nude cleaning the bathtub? Now, I can understand you don't want to get your clothes dirty, but at least in your underwear or something. I mean, he's even got a short pair of shorts on. He's wearing the summer uniform, correct? So surely you're not going to get yourself too dirty in there. I mean, he's not cleaning while there's water in there. You can't clean the bathtub while there's water in it. You have to make sure that, you know, you usually have like a bucket, you know, of soapy water, you know, maybe some solution or something. And you take like a big old scrubby sponge and you just, you know, just really get in there and scrub the fuck out of it. It's not that hard to do. I mean, yes, it is a big tub, but it's not that fucking big. It's not like a goddamn Olympic-sized swimming pool, but it is pretty big. And, I mean, I'd say an hour job. Maybe 45 minutes. I mean, you've really got to get in there. You got to scrub the metal, you know, definitely clean the metal off, all that stuff around it, make sure you clean that. I don't know if he has to clean all the shit around it. I'm just saying, as a former maintenance guy, I know all about this shit. But yeah, why are you doing it naked? It's weird, man. You don't fucking do it naked. Oh. Oh yeah? This is my house. I don't need to take orders from you about when I can or can't use my own bathtub. She's got me there. Right! Why are you cleaning while you stark naked anyway? Were you cleaning out the drain with your dirty little cock or something? He deserves all of that. I put more effort into hiding my crotch after hearing her vulgar insinuation. I'm sorry, it was hot, so... That hot, brother, that you had to take off all your damn clothes? Really? Shit, I can understand your underwear. The whole day, like, I don't know. I ain't buying it. It ain't never that goddamn hot. If it's that goddamn hot... You need to step out for a while, get you something to drink, and come back in there. God damn, it ain't you can clean the shit naked. Yeah, whatever. So are you done yet? No, not yet. I just had the windows left, though. So if you'll be patient for just a bit longer. I try to be as apologetic as possible, but this doesn't stop her brow from twitching like crazy in anger. Her discontent is palpable. No way! I'm not waiting, I'm taking my bath right now! But... I take my bath at this time every day. Every day! I just have to be the first one to use it. It's not hard to guess why. Knowing her, she just doesn't want to bathe and use water because it's filthy. Besides, I already took off my clothes. It's too much of a pain to get dressed again, and I'm sure as hell not putting on the same clothes I just took off. Just walk around in your underwear then. It's what you do at night anyway. Of course, I don't actually say that out loud because, well, I prefer to live. Alright, I'll take care of the windows later then. You go on and enjoy yourself. Whoops, I guess I foreshadowed things a little bit. I try to edge out of the bathroom all while hiding my privates. Now wait just a second. But before I can, she stops me. Yes, well what is it, ma'am? This can't be good. Since you're here, I'll let you wash me. Just when I think I get to relax, it's one after another. Today is really not my day. Come on, you know what to do by now. Clean me here with your tongue. She sticks her groin out at me. Do I have to? Of course, this is an order. You're already naked and ready to go. Let's get started. She grabs me by the arm and drags me off to the washing area. Wait a second. Shut up and come with me. She lifts her leg up and places it against the wall. Now, I actually really do like this CG. And I'll tell you why I like this CG. Look at the way her head is facing. I really like that. It's almost like a nice modeling pose. It looks really good. And isn't it interesting how all of his CGs are at like an angle, like a corner? Instead of it being like right side up, it's like towards a certain point. And he does that, I think, to show the dimensions or the And it's really, just really fascinating. I've always loved his art because it's just so much different than everything else that you get in the world of hentai. And that's why the guy, Seishoujo, is just a class act. You can see her hand just right there, you little fingers right there. You can't see my mouse pointer, but, you know. And it's weird. I think those are water. I think that's little drips of water, something like that. It's going to get more involved. You'll see more of the CG later. Come on. Come on, what? I have no idea what's going on. What are you waiting for? Hurry up. And do what exactly? Come over here and clean me with your tongue, duh. What does she think I am, an animal? Alright, I'll do it. Getting on her bad side is only going to make things worse. Better to just go along with it. Okay, here I go now. I get into position under her. Is this to your liking? Oh, and look, we get to actually see Sawatari's face. Interestingly, we actually got to see the main character of Dominance as well, didn't we? So, we've actually, for the first time, gotten to see both characters' faces. I mean, they look as you expect, the typical young protagonist, you know, whatever. But, there you go. I look up at her from under her legs and ask. Or, ask what? I look at her from up under, yeah, it should be up under the legs and ask. Okay. He says, is this to your liking? And then it says, I look up at her under from under her legs and ask. Her crotch is right in front of my face and my penis reacts to the smell drifting from her nether regions. Yes, that's good. Now take off my underwear. Yes, ma'am. And I also say she looks a lot more attractive in this CG than she does in the standing sprite. The standing sprite, I really don't like the face of the standing sprite. It looks, I don't know. It just doesn't, she doesn't look that attractive. But when you see her like this, it's just a lot more, I'm drawn a lot more to it. I reach around her back. I'm always hesitant to go for the panties, so I always start with the bra. But it's also like that she looks distant. She feels distant, which I think adds to the attraction there. I unfasten her bra and let it fall to the floor, revealing her lovely breasts. Okay, that's a good one there. And again, I like the way he's drawn the breasts. You notice there's the one on this side and there's the one over here. Where the nipple is pointing to the side. I like that. I like how that's done. Very natural. I gulp instinctively as I look at them. You're not done yet. Get my panties too. Yes, ma'am. I comply and reach for her panties next. It's the same thing I've been doing every day now, but doing it while naked makes it more exciting. I strip her of her panties, revealing her silky smooth crotch. It feels good to be naked, especially since I was all sweaty and icky today. You can take a whiff of my underwear if you want. It's soaked in my sweat, so you can probably get a pretty strong scent from them. You like that kind of stuff, don't you? She points to her panties on the floor. No, thank you. Actually, I am kind of curious, but no way am I going to do it with some... Am I going to do something like that? Ah, okay. A man of principle. She knows better. She says, whatever you say, you can go ahead and get started on cleaning me with your tongue now. She pushes her crotch further into my face. The cocktail of sweat and pheromones makes my head spin. I don't think made my head spin works here because, you know, that's a past tense. With my tongue? Yes, be very deliberate. You should know by now, it's what you always do. Refusal is not an option, clearly. I gulp and stick my tongue forward. The sweaty slit between her legs tastes of salt and something indescribable, something enticing. Each time her juices hit my tongue, a numbing jolt shoots through my brain. She says, yes, good. Make sure to get every nook and cranny. She looks down at me, slaving away with my tongue, and shudders with a sense of superiority. Now this is very important. She says, ah, I just love making men my slaves and making them lick my pussy. Now keep in mind, that's not just because she enjoys the act, that's because she wants to be dominant over him. So she's expressing dominance over him with this act. And she'll do another act, which I am going to show, because there's really no way to get around Marisa's scenes without it. Don't worry, I won't be having any brown stuff. I'm still anti-brown stuff, but, you'll see. And you get something out of it, too. I know what an honor it must be to get to lick the pussy of a blue blood like myself. Instead of responding, I just keep working at her with my tongue. I don't want to put on such a miserable display, but it's like my body is a mind of its own. I'm completely absorbed in it. The taste and the excitement takes over my body. Marissa seems to be equally turned on by my wet tongue. Hot moans escape from her lips and her warm juices flow freely from her slit. Yes, keep licking. Dig your tongue around in there. The more I lick, the more her juices keep flowing. I can't keep up. Her pussy's a mess of my saliva and her own juices. I don't know if you can call this cleaning. Blood rushes to my cock, making it erect in no time. A switch seems to flip in my head the moment I get hard, flooding my brain with arousal. Even after all I went through during the lesson, my penis is ready and willing to go for more. I'm actually kind of ashamed at myself. What the hell? You're already hard as a rock. She notices and chuckles. You got hard just from licking my pussy? How pathetic. Now come on, you're not the only one who gets to enjoy himself. Pleasure me too. She takes hold of her chest and passionately fondles her breasts. Now that I really like. And I'll tell you what I'm looking at here. I'm looking at her face there. Notice how she's just enraptured right now. The eye is closed. Just completely in another world. And you can see how she's got her arm turned towards her breast. That's really good. She's just completely in another world. Again, this is a really good scene. Her erotic display fans my flames further, and I devote myself even more to licking her pussy. I run my tongue along her puffy labia and prod her erect clitoris, we're not going to say clitoris, with the tip of my tongue. I don't care about getting her clean anymore, I'm just satisfying my own desires. My erect penis throbs each time my tongue touches her parts. It gets to the point where I can't stand it any longer. I need an outlet for the aching in my loins. Can I touch my cock? I give in to my desire and ask. Remember, she's the one in control right now. You want to touch yourself in the middle of work? I can't believe what a horn dog you are. She acts like she's above such things, even though she's the one who started this by ordering me to lick her. All right, I guess I can allow it this time. But since you'll be masturbating to me, you better come a lot. I won't have it any other way. Now, see, that's the part that always gets me. Because these women are like, oh, I want you to come so much. It's like, dude, a guy can only come, like, fucking so much. It's like, I don't know. I bring my hand down to my aching penis. Ugh. I stroke up and down against my cock harder and harder, bringing a sense of relief and pleasure. You can fap as hard as you want. But don't forget you're doing a job right now. Start cutting corners and I'll crush your balls. I respond by licking your cunt with the same ferocity that I used to masturbate. The simple act of masturbating feels much more satisfying when combined with licking her pussy. My balls are... My bells? My balls are already swelling up with cum, ready to explode any minute. Even so, I don't stop. I go at it even harder, working my way towards climax. Marissa's moans get heavier as she shakes with pleasure. I direct most of my tongue's attention to her sensitive and erect clitoris. Yes, good, I'm almost there. Lick harder, satisfy me. She grabs my face and shoves it into her crotch. I deliver kisses to her pussy and nibble on her clitoris with my lips. As my orgasm creeps up on me, I try everything I can to get her to come with my tongue. I focus most of my attention on her clitoris by licking on it, kissing it, sucking it, nippling on it. Eventually, her pubic area starts twitching, showing that her climax is near. Great, orgasm. Well, she's about to orgasm there. But I like that face. I like that better than Aigal, actually, because... I don't know, there's just something about it. Again, it's like she's in another world when she's going off. She's like in a world of just pleasure. She arches her back and shivers. Mine is coming up fast, too. I give myself over to it and jack on my cock furiously. Both of us shiver in pleasure in anticipation of the wave about to hit our bodies. We cross the finish line at almost the same time. Cum spouts from my cock with such force, it's like today's lesson never even happened. Suddenly, hot liquid squirts from her crotch and splashes me in the face. It becomes clear as it shoots right into my mouth that she wasn't ejaculating or anything like that. It's pure piss. Now keep that in mind, folks, that when I say this, she's doing this in an act of dominance. You know how a dog will mark its territory? That's what she's doing. She's just like her damn dog. So, she's marking him with urine. That's what's going on here. Marissa doesn't even seem to care. In fact, she revels in it. I have no choice but to drink it. Ooh. My semen splashes against her leg as it spurts out. For a while, we just give ourselves over to pleasure, covering each other in each other's body fluids. Ugh. Yep. Ah. That felt good. Again, her face is switched over. Even after we both stop coming, Marissa continues splashing me in the face with pee. Ew. Stop! I played with her. I'm covered with pee on both the inside and out. My stomach can't handle anymore. Ugh. Remember, she's using him as a toilet, because that's just what she does. Again, there's no way I can get through Marissa's scenes without urine, because that's just her fucking thing. I'm almost done. Hope you have room. Marissa's having none of it. She holds my head in place so I can't avoid the stream. I know this isn't enough. I know this isn't enough to satisfy your cock. Keep going and let it all out. What? I don't think I can come anymore. Poof, please. What are you saying after dinky ejaculation like that? She says, I'm letting you lick my pussy. You should be able to come a dozen times from that alone. Now do as you're told and start stroking. I give in and go along. My penis is still sensitive from last orgasm, but I have no choice. I grit my teeth and stroke my cock, inflicting pain upon myself. How much does she have? Yes, that's good. I love the sight of a man desperately trying to get himself off while drinking my urine. Good lord. It's so deliciously pathetic. Ha ha ha. I endure the disgrace and pleasure my sensitive penis. It isn't long before I feel my next orgasm coming on. Meanwhile, Marissa finally manages to empty her bladder. What did you do? Drink a fucking gallon of water? I mean, that was a good one. Okay, you can clean me up with your tongue now. I'm so caught up in masturbating that I don't care enough to resist and bring my tongue back up against her pussy. I stroke my cock while cleaning her urine-stained hole with my tongue. Ew. Yeah, that's good. Don't miss a spot. I do as I'm told and slide my tongue empathetically over her labia. The disgrace puts an arousing spice on the situation, and isn't long before I'm about to climax. He says, I'm coming! Already? Still haven't cured that premature problem of yours, I see. It's fine. I'll watch as you disgrace yourself. You can come. I immediately pump away at my cock with renewed ferocity so I can come. I'm coming! Mwahaha! That's probably not how she meant it. It's like a nasty fountain of cum. She laughs as the semen bursts from my member and flies through the air before hitting her leg. I have no idea how it managed to be so thick even after all the times I came today. Remember, this is still the same day. Look at you, blowing loads this thick when you don't even have someone to get pregnant with them. I feel sorry for all the poor sperm that had to die just so you could get your rocks off. Hell, I feel just as sorry for you. Look at how much you can come just from masturbating. Well, I'm glad you can achieve so much satisfaction from playing with yourself. Let's just pray you stay that way forever so no poor woman ever has to bear your child, ha! I kept coming with pleasure while Marissa mocks and insults me. Once it's over, I'm so tired that I have to support myself against Marissa's leg. Her leg is sticky with two doses of my semen while I'm covered in her golden water. Golden is hardly the way I would put it. My penis is just as exhausted as I am, and has shrunken back to its flaccid state. Down already? Some man you are! I wanted to screw with you some more, but now I just feel sorry for you. I suppose I'll call it a day. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you very much. I didn't mean to do the Elvis there, it just came out. I wheeze out a response. Yes, that's nice. Now get off me. She pushes me off her leg. Ugh. You can get, or rather... pardon, it's a little late. Phew, you can get back to cleaning the bathroom now. Don't forget to clean up the place you just dirtied. Marisa steps into the shower real quick to wash the semen off and then leaves the bathroom. Lacking the strength to stand back up, I just stare vacantly in the direction she left. Finally, once I'm done cleaning the bath, I stumble back to the front hall. The clock tells me that it's almost time for dinner. I was worked like a slave all day today. I thought I was lucky when I managed to avoid the milking at breakfast this morning, but the crap I went through today turned out even worse. The smell of Mikiko's cooking wafts in the front in front of the dining room and causes my stomach to rumble. Come to think of it, even after all the crap I went through, I haven't eaten a thing. Ugh, I'm starving. I think I'm gonna keel over. I somehow managed to drag my feet to the dining room. The moment I walk in, my nose is hit with a mouth-watering smell. The mistress is already present along with Marika and Kyochi. Kyochi is busy playing some game on his cell phone and doesn't even notice me. The mistress, on the other hand, comes right up to me to say hi. I hear you cleaned the bathroom for us. Good work. I don't know if she heard that from Sachi or Marisa or what. It must have been a back-breaking job. Our bath is quite large. Yes, it's too large if you ask me. Back in my apartment, you had to scrunch up just to fit it in the bathtub. I mean, I guess it's better than that, but god damn it is a pain in the ass to clean. Though I guess I can't complain since I work here and they are letting us use it. It's nothing, just doing my job. I respond with an embarrassed smile. Sachi was supposed to be the one to do it, but no use offering a complaint about something I agreed to do. It's very reassuring to have a man around. You must be famished after all that work. Come, have a seat and enjoy the meal. She indicates the grand feast lining the table. You're damn right I'm gonna enjoy it. Breakfast is ruined this morning thanks to her, and I'm gonna make up for that right now. I take my seat, being careful not to drool in the process. Dinner's apparently not quite ready yet, as Mikiko and Makoto are still busy wheeling in more food from the kitchen. My eyes wander over to Mitarai's empty seat. I haven't seen her since the lesson. I hope she's doing okay. Unlike me, she's more exhausted mentally than she is physically. Physical exhaustion can be cured easily enough with rest, but the mental side is a bit trickier. With convenient timing, Mitarai shows up in the dining room. She looks pale and unwell. The second the smell of food hits her nostrils, she covers her mouth like she's trying to hold something down. She must still be feeling the effects of the lesson from earlier. All that semen and urine must be trying to come back up on her. What it is, she manages to keep it down and comes over to her seat. Are you okay? I ask her out of concern. I'm fine. It's nothing. Yeah, sure. She says dizzily, taking her seat. She doesn't look fine, that's for sure. Even after getting off her feet, she's still pale in the face and just keeps holding her head down in silence. I decide to drop the subject and not bother her about it. After a while, Mikiko comes in with more food. Here, we have a cream stew of salmon and tomatoes. She sets the dishes in front of us and pours in the delicious-looking creamy stew. Once she's finished, she bows and goes back into the kitchen. I salivate at the delicious aroma coming from the food on my plate. At my side, Mitarai is having quite a different reaction. She covers her mouth again and her shoulders start shaking. She suddenly stands from her seat. What's wrong? The mistress inquires dubiously. I don't feel so good. I won't be needing dinner. Mitarai has to strain herself to answer. Excuse me. That's all she says before dashing for the door and leaving the room. Weird girl. The mistress cocks her head with curiosity as she watches her leave. She brings her attention back to the food and looks at the stew in delight. Lol. Mmm, what delicious looking stew. So thick and creamy, just like Sawatari's cum. She takes a deep whiff of it and makes an insinuating remark. Midori must have thought the same thing, and it reminded her of today's lesson. That's why she ran off to the bathroom. Of all the days for stew, Mikiko chooses today? That doesn't seem very sensitive. I doubt she did it on purpose, though. I guess I shouldn't blame her. After that, the rest of the residents arrive, and we continue dinner without her. I'm so hungry that I go through two helpings of stew in no time. By now, I don't think twice about eating and stop caring about the drugs and the food. It's scary what you can get used to. But hey, it's not poison or anything, and the food is really good, so why not? I spend dinner time grubbing down on Mikiko's cooking until I'm full. In the end, Midori never came back to the dining room. After dinner, I take my usual bath and turn off the boiler before heading back to my room. It occurs to me to check on Midori before going to bed, but decide against it. She's probably feeling really bad and I don't want to bug her. Once I get inside my room, I go straight for the bed and dive in. I think I ate too much. I rub my stomach. The fatigue from all the work I did today caught up to me. Add to that my full stomach and I'm instantly taken over by drowsiness. It's still a bit early, but I think I'll turn in early to get ready for tomorrow. I turn off the light and set my alarm clock before cozying up in bed. Good night! Within seconds, I'm already drifting off to a deep sleep. Day 6. Shut up! I quiet the alarm by slamming the switch on it like every morning and crawl out of bed. Ah! I get to my feet and stretch. The clock says 6 o'clock, same time as usual. My muscles don't ache as much as last time. I must have slept pretty well. I go through my usual morning exercise and get dressed. Time for another day. I get myself ready to take on the day and leave the room. Midori happens to come out of her room right after I do. Oh, she notices me and starts a conversation. Good morning. She says with a nice smile. She looks much better than she did last night. Looks like she was able to get over it. Good morning. I return her greeting with a smile of my own. On your way to do some morning chores? Yeah, I was about to go feed Cerberus. After that, I'll be helping with breakfast in the kitchen. You as well? Yeah, gotta go and turn on the boiler, and well, a bunch of stuff after that. I decide not to go into specifics. Just being reminded of it makes me want to crawl right back into bed. Sounds like we both have our work cut out for us. Hang in there. After giving ourselves a little encouragement, we start walking down the hall. So have you started getting used to this place? I'm not sure about that. I think it would be more accurate to say I've learned to put up with it. She responds without confidence. Though she does have a point, it's basically a game of how much you can tolerate in this place. Getting used to this place would probably involve throwing away your humanity. We still have a little while to go before we get to leave. Let's stick together and get through this. Yeah. We nod to each other to show we won't go down so easily. See you later. Yeah. We split up and go about our work. I go to the basement and operate the boiler. On we go. I turn it on and go through the usual procedures. Alright then. The panel's already normal, but the fuel gauge is starting to get pretty low. This thing's gonna need to be refueled soon. I can take care of that tomorrow. Now we have... I sigh when I think of what awaits me. I check the boiler one last time before leaving the basement. I stop in front of Marius's room and take a deep breath before knocking. Come in. It doesn't take her more than a second to respond in her usual annoyed tone. Excuse me. She waits for me inside in her underwear. Let's not waste time. You know what to do. Yes, ma'am. She doesn't even bother saying hi first before crossing her arms and giving me orders. I kneel down at her feet. I saved up a bunch for you this morning. Enjoy. Yes, ma'am. I kick myself for finding myself aroused at her words and reach for her underwear. I finish dressing her and check for dust and dirt. Everything is in order. All finished. Fine, you can leave now. When my job is finished, she acts as cold as usual and driving me out. Thank you. Can't say I have any qualms with getting out of there as soon as possible, though. That's one dirty job out of the way. Once I get out in the hallway, I sigh. I can still taste her in my mouth. It's an odd feeling. I need something to get this taste out of my mouth. Fortunately, it's almost time for breakfast. I head to the dining room. Once inside, I make eye contact with Mirai, who's already present. She's helping Mikiko by setting the table with utensils. Oh, hi, Sawatari. Have a seat. Breakfast will be ready in a second. I nod and take my seat. The mistress and Kyoichi are present as well. Judging by how the latter is still eating, he's yet to have his usual fun little event with Mikiko. Once my eyes meet with the mistress's, she comes over to greet me. Good morning, ma'am. And a fine morning to you too, Sawatari. Oh yes, I'm really looking forward to my after-breakfast snack, by the way. Her comment makes my shoulders jump. I have a feeling I won't be able to escape it this time. I'm gonna go wild to make up for not getting my fill yesterday, hee hee. Not too wild, I hope. I flash a nervous smile and escape back to my seat. Mirai brings in two plates of food and we start eating breakfast together. That was quite a meal. After getting milked by the mistress, I cleared the table. Mirai already left the room. She probably snuck out after Mikiko and Kyoichi's show. I'm disappointed that she went off without me, but at the same time relieved that she didn't see what happened between me and the mistress. Speaking of which, she was able to finish off all of her food this time. Looks like she's starting to adjust to the weird things this family does at breakfast. Granted, milk is a different story. I don't think I saw her drink any today either. Not that I can blame her. Once I finish cleaning, I leave the dining room and come to the front hall. I rest against the wall and listen to the rhythmical pendulum of the clock. Normally, Sachi would be here by now. It'd be a pain in the ass to search for her, but I think I know where she is anyway. Probably just enjoying a smoke in the garden. Might as well go check it out. I step outside and enjoy the rejuvenating breath of fresh air. It only takes a second before that fresh air is tainted by the smell of cigarettes. I scrunch up my nose and follow the source of the smell to find just who I'm looking for. I catch her as she just finished smoking and is stamping the cigarette out with her heel. She put her cigarettes and lighter back in her pocket when she notices me and walks over. Hey, Sawatari, what's up? Did you take care of that stuff I asked you? Yes, barely. She smiles. Great. How about a smoke before we start today's schedule? She reaches back into her pocket. No, thank you. When I refuse, she takes her hand back out of her pocket in disappointment. That's too bad. You know, when your seniors are trying to be nice to you, you should accept their kindness. Not in this case, folks. Do not smoke. If you ask me, offering cigarettes to people who don't smoke is closer to bullying than it is to kindness. Besides, I bet all she wants is an excuse to stay out here and smoke one more cigarette. Don't you think we should pick up where we left off yesterday? If we don't get started soon, we won't finish before noon. I use the term we lightly, considering I'll be doing all the work. I just want to get this over with as fast as possible so I can stop being paired with her. If I had a nice partner like Mikiko, I wouldn't mind staying with her, but someone like Sachi, yeah, I'm bailing as soon as possible. I guess you're right. She seems disappointed that she won't be having another cigarette, but heads inside regardless. Okay, let's get started.
Yesterday's
We got the hang of it yesterday, so it should be easy. We'll get this cleaned up in a jiffy and be done before noon. That's some big talk coming from someone who just sits on her ass the whole time. Come on, let's go. She goes on ahead towards the basement. God. God, I hate the basement. Can't even smoke down there. She grumbles complaints as she walks along. I shake my head and quickly follow after her. It's finally over. I finished the leftover work from yesterday, working up quite a sweat in the process. I'm done, Sachi. I inform her, but I don't get a response. Sachi? I look over to see her sitting in the corner of the room, sleeping comfortably on the job. I did think she was being quieter than usual, but I can't believe she's actually having a nice little nap while I'm busy working my ass off. I sigh and shake her shoulders. Sachi, it's done. What? You're done? She opens her sleepy eyelids. Guess I dozed off a bit, she says, wiping the drool from her mouth. I'm pretty sure she's been out for nearly an hour, but yeah, a bit. You got done before noon, huh? She looks around and yawns. Good work. I guess when you have a supervisor as talented as me, things tend to get done quickly. All you did was sleep. It's almost time. I think I'll go up for another smoke. She wipes the dust off her butt. The lesson is gonna start soon, but there's still enough time left to take a short little break. I shut the warehouse door and lock it when I suddenly hear what sounds like a voice coming from deeper in the basement. I turn in the direction it seems to be coming from. I strain my ears, but I can't pick up anything else. Every now and then, I hear weird sounds coming from beyond that huge iron door, but it's so faint that it's usually drowned out by the boiler. Still, I'm almost positive that's where the sound is coming from. There's something that's been bugging me. I decide to casually bring it up with Sachi. Yeah, what? There seems to be another area of the basement behind that door over there. What is it? Do you know? I point to the sturdy iron door. No idea. Never been there. She doesn't seem at all interested in the subject. It's locked, apparently. You can't open it. Well, if it's locked, it means they don't want us going in there. I don't even think I've ever seen the key to that door. That said, I don't know what's behind there, and I don't want to know. She remains indifferent to the whole thing. But sometimes I hear sounds coming from behind it. Like human voices and stuff. Probably just the wind. You're thinking too much. I don't know. I'm not really buying it, but this conversation isn't going to go anyway. I decide to drop it. Now let's get out of this musty basement already. It's depressing down here. I just want to go upstairs and have a nice smoke. She climbs the stairs without even waiting for my response. Hey, wait up! I chase after her. I use the rest of my time to rest in the front hall. Sachi went outside for a smoke and hasn't come back in yet. Eventually the alarm on my bracelet sounds. I begrudgingly climb the stairs to the lesson room. Once I get to the second floor, I hear someone running up the stairs behind me. I turn to find it's Mitarai following after me. Savitari, wait! What's the big hurry? We're all going to the same place anyway. I'm just scared to go in there by myself. She nestles up closer to me. My heart skips a beat. It feels good to know she relies on me. Unfortunately, knowing I'll probably be forced to put her through hell again in the upcoming lesson doesn't feel quite as good. Alright, let's go in. She nods and we open the door together. The mistress and Marisa are waiting inside their underwear, just like yesterday. Welcome, we've been waiting for you. And this is where we're going to end off today, folks. Okay. I'll give you a few more minutes. The mistress greets us with a smile. Time for another fun day of lessons. Now take off your clothes and get ready. She urges us on with a slimy smile and we follow along. As we're taking our clothes off, the rest of the residents file into the room. Everyone strips their underwear after they come in. I'm used to the spectacle after doing it for 3 days now. Looks like we're all here. Everyone appears to be ready. Let's get started. The mistress looks around at everyone and claps her hands together. She walks to the center of the room in front of everyone and starts explaining today's lesson. Our third lesson will be continuing yesterday's theme of using your mouth. Yesterday we covered how to please a man. Today we'll be focusing more on pleasing the woman. To be more specific, we want to work towards having the woman acquire a taste for semen so that they can receive pleasure just from drinking it. Oh, good lord. In today's lesson, we're going to have you taste semen as much as possible to get you used to taste? Midori shudders when she hears the explanation. Doesn't that sound lovely? Yes, of course. Midori forces an awkward smile and squeaks out an answer. We'll start with a little warm-up and review of yesterday. Make everyone come using your hands. We'll be using the same people from yesterday. Very well. Midori answers in resignation with hollow eyes. Marisa, get the condoms ready. We'll be using the semen she gathers for the next stage of the lesson. Yes, mother. Marisa is happy to oblige and waste no time in getting a box of condoms from the cabinet. Does that mean I'll have to participate again? You said same people from yesterday. Marika doesn't look happy about that. But of course, you have a fine stick of meat on you. It'd be a waste not to use it. You don't have to say it like that. Marika blushes. She says, I just woke up so my cum is probably going to be really thick. Hey, I know. Since Kyoichi's here today, why don't we let him take my place? She points to Kyoichi, who's standing in the corner of the room looking out the window in boredom. Oh, I plan on having him join in too. We're doing a semen taste test today, so I want everyone to participate. That means you too. Besides, Kyoichi has some studying to do later on. I don't want to burden him too much. This sucks. I don't want to hear any more complaints out of you. Just get your cock ready. Yes, mother. Marcus' shoulders droop in disappointment. We'll start with the people from yesterday. Come on, let's go. We gather at the center of the room at her request. And here we go, folks. This is where we're going to end it. I hope you guys enjoyed this one. It maybe not have been crazy on the scenes, but the next one will because it's a lesson. So day 6, stay tuned for it, guys, on Grim Sentai Corner.